Message number 5, the righteousness of the bride. Roman numeral number 1. The righteousness of God is what God is in his action with respect to justice and righteousness. 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. A. Our experience of Christ rests upon the foundation of God's righteousness. B. The foundation is God's righteousness, the unshakable foundation of God's throne. Roman numeral number 2. There are 4 aspects of the definition of righteousness. A. Righteousness is to be right with persons, things, and matters before God, according to his righteous and strict requirements. B. Righteousness is the outward expression of the Christ who lives in us as the Spirit. 2 Corinthians 3:8. How shall the ministry of the Spirit not be more in glory? 9. For if there is glory with the ministry of condemnation, much more the ministry of righteousness abounds with glory. 1. This is righteousness as God's image. Ephesians 4:24. And put on the new man, which was created according to God in righteousness and holiness of the reality. Colossians 3:10. And have put on the new man, which is being renewed unto full knowledge, according to the image of him who created him. 2. The ministry of righteousness is a ministry of the Lord's image. C. Righteousness is a matter of God's kingdom. 1. God's kingdom is righteousness. 2. Righteousness is related to God's government, administration, and rule. D. Righteousness is a matter of our being right with God in our being. 2. A 2 Corinthians 5:21. Him who did not know sin, he made sin on our behalf, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. 1. To be right with God in our being is to have an inner being that is transparent and crystal clear, an inner being that is in the mind and will of God. 2. This is a matter of our being the righteousness of God in Christ.